Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. These are the words of Jesus when he appeared before his disciples, who were at that time having meeting and perhaps still grieving for their beloved teacher's crucifixion and burial. Today, let us look into this significant event in Luke's narrative after Jesus' resurrection and just before his ascension. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to atone for our sins. We ask that you open the minds and hearts of those who do not believe, so that they can turn from their sins and come to you. Lord, enable us to be obedient witnesses who boldly and lovingly proclaim the name of Jesus. In our time of distress, remind us that you are our source of joy and peace, and that we can rely on your unfailing love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Ghosts, visions, apparitions, and otherworldly encounters were among the many cultural traditions, beliefs, and tales that the ancient world was acquainted with. Ancient literature frequently told stories of people who were believed to be dead, but later found to be alive. Similarly, many stories have been told of ghosts or souls of the dead coming back to commune with the living. These stories and beliefs are shared based on the idea that spirits and souls stay in the hereafter and often have scary interaction with the living. These spooky tales fulfilled several functions, including revealing mysterious occurrences, offering consolation or resolution, or imparting spiritual or moral teachings. They reflected the belief that in the afterlife or a spiritual realm, the souls of the departed could still exert influence on the physical world. That is why Luke's account of the appearance of Jesus to his disciples made us imagine the scene as a scary moment. We could see his disciples gathered together, still in fear, disbelief, mourning and confusion from the crucifixion and burial of their beloved teacher. But all of a sudden, in his resurrected form, Jesus appeared saying, "Peace be with you." Surprising and terrifying his disciples as if they'd seen a ghost. It is essential to understand that this mystery was not caused by any weaknesses on the side of the disciples. They were human, like you and me, and with limited understanding and views. Jesus understands our limitations and continues speaking to them to relieve their distress. Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? His disciples' inability to immediately comprehend this divine mystery was not an indication of the disciples' lack of faith or intelligence, but served as a reminder that God's ways are higher than our ways. This event of Jesus' resurrection surpasses our human comprehension. It's the mystery and is hidden only to those whom he chooses to show himself. If it is not hidden, why did Jesus did not go to show himself to those Pharisees? or the Sadducees. After all, the Lord looks on the heart and blesses those pure in heart, for they will see God. It is very interesting to think about how God decided to reveal this mystery to the disciples so they could see the resurrected Christ for themselves. Still in shock after being confronted with a reality that surpassed their human understanding and in a state of amazement, Jesus even extended an invitation for them to touch and see him, as if saying, "Look, it's me. I'm for real. For I have flesh and bones, and not a ghost that has none." To give further proof of his presence, Jesus asked his disciples for something to eat, and they handed him a piece of broiled fish, took it, and consumed it in front of them. In the locked room, Jesus even invited them to touch him, to see, showing his hands and feet with those wounds, the very scars that bore the extent of the sins of humanity. My sins, your sins, and the sins of those who have yet to know him, whom we are called to witness for the reality of his resurrection. This instance was a tangible encounter with our living Savior in not a mere apparition. This appearance of Jesus to his disciples features the truth and power of his resurrection. It solidifies our faith, reminding us that Jesus is not a historical figure or a distant memory, but a present and living Savior. It also strengthens our faith and serves as a constant reminder that Jesus is real, emphasizing the veracity of his words being the resurrection. It demonstrates his victory over sin and death and offers us the hope of eternal life through him. As we consider this extraordinary event, let us be filled with awe and gratitude, and be encouraged by the fact that Jesus, in his resurrected form, continues to walk among us, guiding us, comforting us, and empowering us with the power of his Holy Spirit. Like the disciples, we too are called to be his witnesses, proclaiming the good news of his salvation to a world in need. By exposing their minds to the scriptures and the predictions about him by the prophets, Jesus took this opportunity before he led them to Bethany, instructing them of their duty as witnesses and commissioning them that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. We may all have had a Jesus encounter or experience in our lives. I'm not sure how your Jesus encounter may be, but mine is along the lines that the prophet Joel spoke about and had predicted, which Peter quoted in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days it will be, God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. In July of 2012, barely 10 months here in Australia. I was involved in a car crash. I was a front passenger in a car that was in a slip lane, turning right at a cross junction road. It was so amazing that the impact or spirit of death passed me at the front and hit the rear door. By a split of a second, by the grace of God, I only sustained 2 of my lowest ribs broken and narrowly escaped what could have been a fatal crash. I'm humbled and grateful for God's protection and guidance. In that fraction of a second which saved my life, 20 months later, I had this dream, which is so vivid. I found myself working alongside others on a construction road with our makeshift camp set up in a tent by the roadside. Our sleeping arrangements consisted of nothing more than leaves and grass as our mattresses. That night, a heavy rainstorm descended upon us, causing me to wake up drenched in muddy water. The coldness and shivers overwhelmed me as I lay there feeling the chill penetrate my bones. I noticed a radiant light shining through the window of my room. It was not blinding, but rather comforting and inviting. To my astonishment, the light, which took the form of a majestic bust figure, with its many rays resembling gentle, guiding 2 hands, lifted my cold and shivering body. At that moment, I felt a powerful warmth enveloping my entire being. The warmth was beyond any explanation, a sensation that words I cannot adequately describe. It infused me with a strength and comfort I had never experienced before. Soon after, I awoke from my dreams, tears streaming down my face as I found myself on my knees. That encounter with the divine presence has touched me deeply, leaving an indelible mark on my soul. It reminded me of the boundless love and compassion of our Creator, who can bring warmth and strength even during our coldest and most challenging moments. This dream, so vivid and real in my inner being, is reflected in the words of the psalmist in chapter 40, verse 2, which says, "He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure." This is not something for me to brag about or boast, but this affirms my faith in His unwavering love and reminds me to seek solace and strength in Him, especially during these challenging times and uncertainty. It also serves as a powerful testament to the comforting and transforming power of God's presence in our lives to become as witnesses for His glory. Theologians have made a list of 10 reasons to believe in Easter. The 7th is the disciples were radically transformed. Before the resurrection, Jesus' disciples were confused and fearful. They fled when Jesus was arrested. 3 times, Peter denied knowing Him. As Jesus breathed His last on the cross, only a handful of disciples stuck around. But then something changed. The disciples were transformed from frightened followers to to fearless founders of a brand new way of life. They preach with boldness, perform miracles, and defied great opposition to take the gospel across the known world. Paul's transformation was especially amazing. He went from zealously persecuting Christians to become Christianity's chief proponent. Something must have happened to turn the lives of these disciples around so dramatically. That something was Jesus' resurrection. The Lord be with you.